ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, the President of the United States and Mrs. Laura Bush.
Thanks for coming. Laura and I want to welcome you all to the White House. We're really happy you're here. I think you're going to really enjoy this special occasion. My job is to introduce my wife, Laura Bush. Before I do so, though, I want to say something about your moms and dads. I thank you very much for supporting your mom and dad as they're on a very important mission for our country. I want you to know that they love you dearly, and the American people love and respect those who wear our uniform a lot. I know it's tough to have your mom or dad overseas, and we wish you all the best, but it's really important work. And so we wanted to welcome you here to the White House to, first of all, thank you for your strength, and so that you would do me a favor and email your mom or dad who is overseas how much the Commander-in-Chief respects them, admires them, and supports them. So welcome to the White House. We're glad you're here. And now I'm going to introduce my wife, Laura Bush.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you very much. Thanks to each and every one of you for coming today. As President Bush said, I know that many of you have parents in the military and your mom or your dad is deployed, and I know that's hard for you, especially during this time of year. President Bush and I are proud of each and every one of you. I know that you all support your moms and dads, and you're always there for them when they need your help, and I want to thank you all, each one of you, for doing that. Every year, children come to the White House for a special children's party at Christmas. And this year, I'm so excited that each one of you are the ones that are here with us. Today, we have a very fun performance for you. And can you guess what it is by looking at that? Willy Wonka. It's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This is a play that will be at the Kennedy Center, will be opening at the Kennedy Center. Some of you may have read the book by Roald Dahl. Have you ever read it? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? After you see these parts of the play, you can go home and check that book out of your library and read it. This is a new production that will premiere at the Kennedy Center Family Theater, which performs plays and concerts for children. Michael Kaiser, the president of the Kennedy Center, the director and the composer of Willy Wonka, Graham Whitehead, and Leslie Brickus are all with us today. So let's give them a big round of applause. They're right here. And now I want to introduce to you Harrison Chad, who's one of the young actors at the Kennedy Center. He's going to come up and tell you about what you're going to see. And then we'll have our special performers perform some of the scenes from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Are you ready? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President and Mrs. Bush. We are so pleased to be with you today. Now, what you are about to see is a shortened version of the Kennedy Center's musical production of Willy Wonka that has been on tour in the United States since September. In fact, the cast and crew just flew in from California this weekend to be with you. And they will leave this afternoon for Washington State as they continue on their 9-month tour. How many of you know the classic children's book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? That's good. And how many of you know all the songs from the movie musical Willy Wonka? Great. Well, are you ready to find a golden ticket? What's that? Come on, are you ready to find a golden ticket?
Yeah!
Great. Then get comfortable, relax, and open up your imaginations as we join young Charlie Bucket, Willy Wonka, and the other wonderful characters in today's performance.
Come with me
and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What you'll see will defy explanation. If you want a view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no place I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. I am Willy Wonka, the greatest candy maker of all time.
Once upon a chocolate time,
long, long chocolate time ago,
the golden age of chocolate began.
I know, 'cause I was there.
When it comes to chocolate, he's a many-flavored man, you know.
That's the age of chocolate he ran,
with oh such style and flair.
Golden age of chocolate has lasted all these years.
The golden stage of chocolate that every child reveres.
But soon I'll be retiring to make way for someone new. Some bright spark I'll be hiring, but who?
But who?
But who?
But who?
Whatever your opinion is about me, the chocolate world could not survive without me. There'd be no more chocolate ripples or chocolate tipples, chocolate ruffles or chocolate truffles, chocolate kisses for sweet young misses, so soft and creamy, completely dreamy, or chocolate ices, 'cause chocolate crises will grow and grow and grow.
The day that I retire, I know. No, 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 no. Just can't go.
There'll be no more chocolate squiggles or chocolate giggles, chocolate whirlies or chocolate swirlies, chocolate twirlies for all you girlies, chocolate bagels or chocolate bugles or chocolate bubbles, 'cause chocolate troubles will grow and grow and grow.
The day that I retire, I know. No, 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 no.
As the golden age of chocolate has lasted all these years, the golden stage of chocolate that every child reveres.
There's a golden page of chocolate history we must write somehow, for the golden age of chocolate to make life sweeter now.
Kids, they meet outside Charlie's house every day after lunch with a shiny nickel apiece to buy a Wonka bar from the local candy man. The only kid with no nickel is Charlie.
Charlie, help me pick something out. I got a nickel.
Oh, but you already have a lollipop. Shouldn't you finish that first?
Oh, I can't help it. I love candy. All candy, chocolate, and caramel, and
jawbreakers! Oh, you're making my mouth water.
I can't stop eating sweets.
All those wonderful Willy Wonka treats.
You can keep the others.
a wonkerer.
When it comes to candy, Willie's the conqueror.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman, the Candyman can. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie? The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything taste satisfying and delicious.
Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Nothing for you, Charlie.
Not today. I don't want to spoil my appetite.
Looks like your appetite could use a little spoiling. Here, take one of these on the house.
Really? Thanks!
Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Well, thanks for the candy.
No problem.
My dad wants to know if we can borrow the paper.
I'm afraid it's yesterday's paper. Here you go. What's the world coming to when a family can't even afford the paper? And the world tastes good, 'cause the Candyman thinks it should. I have decided to pick 5 children to see which one would be best suited to be my successor. I have hidden 5 golden tickets in 5 Wonka bars. The 5 lucky winners will tour my factory, and maybe one of them will inherit the entire thing. The first to win was Augustus. Disguised, I went to visit the family. Mrs. Droop, Mrs. Droop, may we have a word?
Das name is Gloop.
Oh.
G-L-O. Oh, hey! And this is mine adorable Liebchen! Augustus is a good boy!
Tell us about the ticket!
Yeah, I just knew my little snuffage versage Augustus would find us golden ticket. He eats so much candy vandy that it was almost impossible for him not to find one. In fact, down! You could say we've been training him for this day since a little pudgy Vudgy was born.
Training?
Yeah, for das boy to eat as much as Augustus, he has to be trained from morning to night.
Rita!
Oh, Rita. You see, he eats all kinds of food. Oh, yes, he does. We give him fruit juice for breakfast, plus melons and mangoes, and cereals, bananas and cream.
On fried eggs with bacon, tomatoes and mushrooms, and bread rolls and buns by the ream.
On coffee, on toast, bread with butter, on marmalade, sweetmeats, meat treats galore.
And what does Augustus do when breakfast's through?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, great.
Oh! You must understand, young Augustus is my little piggy. There's nothing he likes.
Mom has vodka bar sitting in sacks.
'Cause it helps little Gussie he likes.
Then dinner?
Of course, it's his meal of the day. Then Augustus goes right off his diet. This is fun. Augustus keeps eating.
Only
until he subsides to the floor.
And then when he's finally back on his feet, can the kitty then get through the door?
Yeah, see, that's why Augustus has lived in the dining room right from the day he was born.
So what does the poor little lad do all night to prevent life becoming a bore? More. The next winner was... She never stopped chewing gum. And from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Veronica...
That's Veruca, you imbecile! Yes. Veruca!
Ah! She just wanted everything.
Mike TV?
Was different. All he wanted was to watch his shows and play Nintendo, as I saw when I called at his house. Still in disguise, of course. Oh, here's Ms. TV now. Now, ma'am, tell us about finding the golden ticket.
You see, Mike...
Will you shut your trap, Toots? I told you not to interrupt. This is the best part. Crack, smack, whack. Dead. Did you see him die? That was totally awesome.
Way cool, Mike. Now, Miss TV, tell us about the golden ticket.
Yeah. I got a ticket, dog. Big deal. It means I have to miss a half an hour of my second favorite show. Ooh, and I get to leave the house and tour some stupid chocolate factory, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Him! Hit him harder! Oh, the shizzle.
Now, Miss TV, what school does our golden ticket winner attend?
Because Mike
what are
is
you,
so
crazy? Who needs school? Well, let's see. I got my net, the TV, and a Game Boy, fool. Something like electric trains, and some kids like to use their brains to earn a university degree.
We don't share their thirst for knowledge.
I ain't gonna go to college. Me, I see it all on TV.
Some kids like to sing and dance, and some kids go to Paris, France, while others visit Washington, D.C.
I don't learn a single thing, cause I can download anything. It's all on my computer for free.
Some kids go to baseball games,
while other kids have useless aims.
Like 10 days at a Boy Scout jamboree.
While wimpy kids read books of Earth, I play Destroy the Universe.
Oh!
No one has Nintendo games like me. No.
Oh dear, some kids like to fly balloons or play the latest top 10 tunes, while others wanna surf at Waikiki.
Dude, but I can visit London, Rome,
or Tokyo without leaving home.
Take a spaceship to the moon.
We're back on any afternoon. Yes, we can do it all from A to Z.
Oh, my computer.
Ooh, he's a ninja.
I can play my Game Boy.
Yes, we can see it all on TV.
On TV.
The last contestant was
Charlie Bucket.
Nice boy. From a poor but lovely family. No money, lots of love. And how he wanted to win a golden ticket. Here you go, Charlie, for being such a good kid.
Really?
Really. You look like you're starving. I know you're going to share it with your family and all, but you might as well try a little taste. You know, just to make sure it's not bad or anything.
On the one hand, you are just a bar of chocolate, no different from the rest. On the other hand, you're the superstar of chocolate, the golden key to Willy Wonka's treasure chest. Whichever you are, I'm hoping for the best. Think positive. Think positive. Oh, think positive. Oh, please, please, please. Well, look what happened. See what happened? That's what happens when you're thinking positive. positive. I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe, but suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. Woohoo! I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had the chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. Yeah, I do. I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
What's going on?
Mom, I did it. I found the last golden ticket.
Oh, but the tour is today. I saw them lining up in front of the Wonka's factory. We'd better get moving.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say,
good morning, look at the sun.
I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said it couldn't be done. But it can be done.
Yes, it can be done.
Into the factory we went.
Augustus!
Mike!
Charlie!
No adults allowed.
And for each child, we set a tempting test with dreadful results if he should fail. Augustus, you must not drink from the chocolate river!
Too late, Wonka! I'm drunk on chocolate!
Oh, and away he went, swept towards the fires of the chocolate smelting room. Violet wouldn't listen either. Let me show you what happened. In my inventing room, I introduced my new everlasting gourmet gobstopper.
It looks like gum.
Oh, that's because it is gum.
Gum?
The most dazzling gum in the world.
Gum?
An entire gourmet meal without any of those nasty calories.
Gum?
Unfortunately, it's not quite perfected yet, so we must not chew it.
Gum! I only have one dream in life, there's very little to it. To own one stick of lifelong gum, and all life long to chew it. I chew it all through childhood, I chew it when I wed. If I survive to 95, I chew it till I'm dead.
But this gum here is much better than that gum. This gum here is a three-course dinner. Pea soup, roast beef, and blueberry ice cream.
Blueberry?
Blueberry is the nicest ice cream.
I know.
You may feel fat.
That's okay.
But in fact, you're thinner. Even after a three-course dinner.
That gum is so mine. It's delicious. It really tastes like pea soup. Oh, and here comes the roast beef. Fantastic. So tender and juicy.
But the blueberry ice cream.
I bet it's too.
What I'm worried about. The dye.
Yo, Violet, you're so busty.
That gum, it's gonna do it. Her candy thing gone down the drain.
I asked her not to chew it.
Too late, Willie, nothing to it, 'cause I know just how to chew it. There is no need to poo-poo it. All I have to do is do it.
Violet, it's so bad for you.
Yo, Violet, dude, you're turning blue.
Violet, what you gonna do? Just stand there saying,
yes, she's turning blue. It's true, poor Violet, you are now bright blue.
That rotten, lousy gum, I knew it. Blueberry blue and fat as suet. Uh-oh, I guess I blew it. Blew it. Blew it. Blew it.
Will Violet be all right? Or will she always be a blueberry?
Very probably. Veruca insisted on playing with the squirrels in the nut room when I told her not to.
But I want a squirrel!
And she ended up in the garbage incinerator. Well, maybe the incinerator's not lit today. Things were getting desperate. Charlie drank the fizzy lifting drink, which was forbidden. And Mike... well, Mike disappeared into the Chocovision television experiment.
Television!
Yeah, when last seen, he was only 6 inches tall. And so, at the end of the day, it looked like my experiment to find a successor would be a total failure. Well, that's that. Thank you for coming, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mr. Wonka. Well, do I get my lifetime supply of chocolate?
Yes, yes, a lifetime supply of chocolate. All of the children will receive their chocolate. Other than that, this day has been a total waste of time and chocolate. Good day, Charlie Bucket. And goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Wonka. Oh, Mr. Wonka, I don't deserve the lifetime supply of chocolate. Well, you see, I tasted the fizzy lifting drink and broke the rules. Well, I'm very sorry. Thank you for this wonderful day and tour. It was better than Christmas.
Bless you, Charlie. You did it. You did it!
What, Mr. Wonka?
I created this contest with one purpose in mind. To find the perfect person to make new candy dreams come true.
I don't understand.
This was a test of character, Charlie. I carefully selected rooms that would tempt each of our golden ticket winners. You, Charlie, did something quite remarkable. You gave in to temptation. You were smart enough not to get caught. And yet you admitted your guilt. Charlie, do you love my chocolate?
Oh, it's the best chocolate in the whole world.
I'm pleased to hear you say that, Charlie. Because from this moment on, the entire factory is yours.
What do you mean?
I'm giving you my factory, Charlie. I need an heir, and that person, Charlie, is you.
You want me to run this entire factory? Well, but what about my mom and my dad?
The entire family can live here.
I'd love to. I'd positively love to.
Now Charlie makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Talk about your childhood wishes.
We can even eat the dishes.
Oompa Loompa, two-buddy.
Can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two. Charlie can. I know that he can. We know that he can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
And the world tastes good. Cause the candy man thinks it sure.
Thinks it
all very, very much. That was so much fun. You were terrific. Should we give them another big hand? Remember that Willy Wonka is going to open at the Kennedy Center on December 23rd. Is that right? And it'll be there for 2 weeks. So if you want to go and see the whole play, go to the Kennedy Center and see Willy Wonka there. Thank you all for coming. President Bush and I wish you a very, very happy Christmas. I think we have somebody right here waiting to say something to you. Who is it? Santa, that's right.